The King's Castle. In one of the corners of the Plaza del Rey, you will observe an imposing building that has been given several names over the centuries, denoting its historical importance and heritage. These include Pretori Roma, Palau d'August, Torre de Pilats, and Castel del Rey. It sits next to the National Archaeological Museum of Tarragona and forms a part of the archaeological remains of Tarraco, recognized as a World Heritage Site by UNESCO. This is also a historic and artistic monument dating back from 1926. The medieval castle was built on a large Roman construction, dating from the 1st century. It was later reconstructed in the form of a fortified tower by the Norman family of Ramon Bordet, which closely resembled the Bishop of Vic's tower in the Plaza del Palol, and later became the residence of the counts and kings from the 12th or 13th centuries onwards. Pere III el Ceremonios made some important reforms, but during the 16th and 17th centuries, the imposing building ceased to be a royal residence and was given other uses: an arms store, a barracks, and a prison. The building was severely damaged during the war with the French and was vandalized when the French army abandoned the city in the year 1813. In the 19th century, it again became a prison, a function which it kept until 1953. It is currently part of the complex of the History Museum of the city. Enter the building by going down the steps and along a wooden passage that leads to the entrance. Most of the walls of this room date back to Roman times, despite the fact that they have medieval arches. You will also see another room with Roman arches that formed a part of the constructions of the Forum, containing a marble sculpture of a female figure from the 1st or 2nd century AD, known as Tecleta. From here, you can get to the other floors using the stairs. The first floor is also mostly Roman, the roof arches and most of the walls. Here you can see the tomb of Hippolytus, a marble piece with great artistic value that was found under the sea near Punta de la Mora, and which depicts the legend of Hippolytus and Phaedra. It is Greek in origin and dates back to the 3rd century BC. The top floor is entirely medieval, and the room is divided by 5 diaphragm arches that support the roof. Here you can see a model of medieval Tarragona as it was during the 14th century, which is useful for understanding the evolution of the city. The medieval city mainly occupied the terraces of the provincial Roman Forum and the place of worship, as well as the part of the Corral, or the Roman Circus. The central area of the place of worship probably contained a Christian basilica, and later on was home to the cathedral complex, including the cloisters and the annexes linked to the church. Note that in the built-up area, there are several buildings located on the south edge of the city that dominate the seafront, including 2 castles: the Castle of the Bishop of Vic and the King's Castle. Another important building lies close to the cathedral, the Archbishop's Castle, destroyed by Napoleon's army in 1813, which was located close to the heart of the city and represented the feudal power of the ecclesiastical nobility. On the model, you can also see the old wall dating back to the 12th century, which crosses the city from side to side and includes some of the defensive towers you saw earlier. Lastly, the area that was originally occupied by the Roman circus, known as El Corral, was incorporated into the Part Alta with the construction of the new wall during the 14th century, so defining the final appearance of the medieval city. It is still possible to visit the roof of the castle, from where you will have a great panoramic view of the city. To get to the next place of interest, the medieval wall, there are 2 options, either directly from the King's Castle or from the Rambla Villa. If you are accessing it from the King's Castle, go to the ground floor, where you will find an opening that leads to the top of the Roman circus. You can visit this using the same ticket as for the King's Castle or Pretori. You will pass through several rooms that originally supported the seating area of the circus. A passage then takes you outside to the Porta Triumphalis, which leads to the circus and the outside of the city. You can also go up to the upper platform of the circus by a short stairway, and from here you can see the section of medieval wall dating from the 14th century and the Torre de la Monges. Underneath the circus you will find the impressive arch of St. Ermenegild, which supported the upper platform of the circus in this sector and acted as the link between the city and the provincial forum. The Roman circus of Tarraco dates back to the period of the Emperor Domitian, around the 1st century AD, and was mainly used for horse racing. It has been calculated that it could hold up to 30,000 people. It is very large and has undergone several restorations and developments over the course of time. It was incorporated into the medieval city in the 14th century with the construction of the New Wall, which used part of its facade. In 1963, it was declared a historic and artistic monument, and the circus is currently recognised as a World Heritage Site by UNESCO. Leave the circus through the large gate that leads through the medieval wall to the Rambla Villa.